Journalist Faye Flam interviewed risk communication expert Peter M. Sandman on February 9, 2020, about the coronavirus pandemic to be, now officially known as COVID-19. This is segment 2, Why Tell Now? For the other segments, the complete hour-long interview, or other content on coronavirus risk communication, go to www.psandman.com.
If I were a journalist today, I would be writing for an American audience. I would be writing about Singapore. Tell you why.
Okay.
Singapore has the combination of superb surveillance and superb transparency. It's hard to think of another country that has that combination. So Singapore is doing a very good job of finding its early cases, and it's doing a very good job of telling its public much more about those cases than, let's say, the United States does.
Really? It's all on
their website. It's all online, so you can find it very easily. You can find a description of every individual. They don't name the individual, but every individual they find. When did they first experience symptoms? When did they first go to the doctor? You know, what are their symptoms now? Where have they been? What's their travel history? Have they been to China? What's their contact history? Have they had contact with anybody else we know to have had this disease? Do you have any idea who they caught it from? And where were they out and about? Did they attend a meeting? Did they go to the zoo? And they give you this information just in a couple of paragraphs on every individual that they have diagnosed and tested and found to have the coronavirus.
Wow.
And they're putting those pieces together, and they're telling their public, just in the last day or two, they're telling their public, we were finding, first we were finding this virus only in people who had traveled to China.
Right.
Then we were finding this virus in people who had known contact with people who had the virus. Then we were finding this virus in people who were in clusters that they all got it from, we don't know quite where, but they all got it at the same time in the same place. And now we're finding kind of miscellaneous people that are none of the above. And that's called community transmission. We're finding people who have never traveled to another place, so they got it here in Singapore. They haven't had any contact with anybody who is known to have had it. They haven't been to any of the places places that are known to be places where it was transmitted. Somewhere out and about, going about their daily lives, in a moment that they have, even in hindsight, no sense of where they got it, they got it. And that's called community transmission. And once you've got community transmission, you are about to enter a transition from focusing on trying to contain the virus to focusing on trying to ameliorate the situation, to manage the situation, to mitigate the situation. And Singapore is being totally candid I don't know what secrets they're keeping, but from what they're saying, they're being way more candid than anybody else in saying that's about to happen. Once you find cases that you can't link to any other cases, and Singapore hasn't found a lot of them yet, but it's telling its people, we will.
None of this,
Faye, as far as I know, is because Singapore is unique. Except it's unique in being able to find those cases quickly, and it's unique in being honest about what it found. But it's not unique in having people get sick. Singapore is in my judgment, the right microcosm to be looking at. Singapore is us in a few weeks, probably.
Interesting. And do you think here in the U.S. we should be giving out that kind of information, that would be helpful?
Yes.
I mean, we get very little, you know, about just the number of people, what cities they lived in, and that they went to Wuhan, and one that they told us was the husband of a woman who'd been to Wuhan, but that's about it. I don't think there's been much more information than that. So what Singapore is doing is giving a lot more details about each case. Or do you think the U.S. may have more cases that haven't been made public?
I have no reason to think that the U.S. is finding cases and keeping them secret. I just think, you know, that we're a little behind Singapore in the spread of the disease, and we're a little bit behind Singapore in being good at finding it.
I mean,
other than contacts, the first time we will know that there is community transmission in the United States is when we have a cluster of unexplained pneumonias in the same place. How else are you going to find it? In some town there will be a whole, you know, six or eight or 10 people who have serious enough illnesses that they're all showing up in the emergency room with very similar symptoms. And a doctor is going to say, I wonder if this is the first coronavirus cluster of this sort in the United States. And they'll be tested, and the answer will be yes.
Interesting.
And then we'll know it's happening here too. But to go back, because you shouldn't use me as a source of technical information. This is secondhand and third-hand stuff. But what's firsthand is the question you asked about whether this is the sort of information that the public should be told now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important. The idea that you should reassure people right up into the moment that you know that the problem is not on our doorstep but in our living room is a very peculiar idea. In general, you want to warn people about what's likely to come their way early enough that they can take precautions, and early enough that they, even if there are very few precautions to be taken, people need time to get used to it. People need time to think about it. Companies need time to plan on absenteeism, to plan on what they will do when, you know, lots of people are too sick to come to work and lots of people are too scared to come to work. I can tell you that I have told all my children to go buy, or recommended, I don't tell them what to do, recommended that they buy a couple of months of any medication that they need now, because there are if this goes the way most experts think it's likely to go, there are going to be shortages. There's shortages because there are going to be supply chain problems, and there are going to be supply chain problems even if it's not pandemic because of the chaos in China. The more widely the chaos spreads, the more the supply chain problems get severe, and we're all going to want to be able to manage on our own during times when either the drugstore doesn't have the drug we need, or it's not a good time to go to the drugstore because it's scary out there. There are things people can actually do, like buying, a few months extra medications to prepare for what might happen. Not what's guaranteed to happen, but it's not a fanciful, conspiratorial possibility. It's a possibility that experts take very seriously. So there are things we can do, but the most important thing we can do is kind of gear up. get ready, get used to it, get through what you know, people in risk communication like me call the adjustment reaction. You know, the normal reaction when something scary first comes to your attention in a vivid way is you overreact very temporarily. You know, you imagine that it's here already. You get a little paranoid. Maybe you get a little paralyzed. You know, things happen for a short term and then you get used to it. And the goal is to get used to it before you're in the middle of the crisis. If it's going to be a crisis, you want people going into the crisis, you know, having prepared themselves emotionally and to whatever extent they can, having prepared themselves in the real world as well, but certainly having prepared themselves emotionally. So, yeah, I think now is the time not to tell people it's going to be catastrophic, because, you know, it probably isn't going to be catastrophic, but it's probably going to be disruptive. You know, there are probably going to be a lot of mild sicknesses and therefore at the top of the pyramid, some severe sicknesses. And there is probably going to be a fair amount of disruption. None of that's guaranteed, but all of that is likely enough. And again, I'm not telling you it's likely because I know anything about it. I'm telling you it's likely because that's what most experts believe.
That's what the experts are saying. Do you think
you
China
know, so,
is?
So yeah? You, the public needs to hear that and get used to that and get past this battle between the people who want to say, don't worry about it, worry about the flu instead, and the people who want to wear masks now when it's kind of useless. You know,
yeah,
I mean, the last thing you want is, you know, I mean, those two, you know, the don't worry about it people are profoundly wrong, and the it's here already people are also wrong. It's not here already, and it's worth worrying about.